make it more comfortable.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe we can sit down or...
No, it's okay.
Yep.
So, tell me something about the history of Jakobsai.
It's
a very long history.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. We started in August 1990 as a two-piece band, me and another drummer. His name was Patek, but he quit the band after a short time. We did two demo tapes in that lineup, and then he was replaced in early 92 by Imu, the current drummer. And
since he's in the band since 92?
Yes.
Oh, fuck, that's a long time.
But actually, he is even a part of the former lineup somehow, because our very first show, the band existed half a year, was together with Emu's old band, and we played one song together, so actually he took part of the very first gig, and our very first demo tape, we recorded with Emu's drum set, and he was a kind of engineer.
Yeah.
He was mixing and hanging around and holding lyrics while we played that.
He was actually, since the beginning...
Somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
And the old drummer quit in a good way. We are still friends.
Yeah.
But the music was... And I want to be more extreme and fast, and he don't want.
Well, you started on the punk roots, right? Or something like that. Punk and grind or something like that.
Yeah, we still say that we are just a fast hardcore band.
Yeah.
But people describe us always, in the early times it had noisecore, grindcore, crustcore, stuff like that, power violence, thrashcore.
Power violence.
Yeah. And later they said Turbo Speed Violence because we released an album called...
Yeah, which is named Turbo... What was the name?
Fuck Punk Rock, this is Turbo Speed Violence.
Yeah.
It was a joke, sorry. It was just a joke. Because people often use labels, and we get sick of it, and so we just...
We
have punk rules, we are still a punk band,
and
just playing five times faster than a normal punk band, and that's all. Our riffs are still punky, and the lyrics are political, personal, and social critical, and...
So your lyrics are directed for those kinds of matters, right?
Yeah, well, we are socialized by the early punk bands from Germany or from UK. We just played the riffs. We stole riffs in our early times. Yeah, of course. Every band do this. And we just played five times faster. That's all.
Yeah.
And so we can say we're still a punk band.
Yeah. So what about, you know, with all the experience that you have, For you, which was the most most marking experience that you had on gigs or something like that? You know, it's difficult to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are so much. How much gigs did you have? Like hundreds of them, right?
Yeah, we played more than 240 gigs so far. Yeah, but it's not many gigs in almost 20 years. Next year we will be 20. And
you'll be 20 years.
Yeah, next year.
You started on a band. Which age was you when you started the band?
I was 21.
21.
Yeah.
What age?
I'm almost 40. Yeah.
You're almost 40.
This year I will be 40. Yeah.
Oh.
But there's no reason to stop.
Yeah, of course.
It's still fun, and it was always for everybody of us. It's a very important part of our life, and so we still do it.
Yeah.
The funny thing is that if bands grow up and up, and the longer they play, the much slower they became.
Yeah.
But we try to get faster and faster.
Yeah. That is something that is very, for me, that's a very good attitude.
Mm.
And what do you have to say about your hometown, Hamburg? Hamburg in Germany.
Yeah,
there are lots of bands there in your style.
Yeah.
Were you supported there? Are you supported there?
I mean, the scene in Hamburg, we live, how to say, we live in the eastern part of Hamburg, somehow in the suburbs. We live all in the same area. But the whole scene, the punk hardcore scene, is in the middle of Hamburg.
Yeah.
And they are kind of, they think they're something special. They don't care about the other parts of Hamburg. If there are gigs, they only send flyers to the next five streets around somehow.
Yeah.
And we know of course, we know the people of the scene, but close friends are only a few. And we play, I think people in Hamburg don't like us so much. I mean, when we play, the venues are full, but we only play one or two times in a year in Hamburg.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because we don't want that people get bored by us.
And there is a great, you know, like grand core circuit.
No. We have a big punk rock scene somehow, but only one crustcore band, I remember.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Instinct of Survival. They play a kind of stenchcore.
Yeah.
Like, they're strongly influenced by old Bolt Thrower, Hellbuster, Amoebic, Deviated Instinct, Concrete Socks, stuff like that. And really fast, noisy bands, maybe kind of power violence. We had, 10 years ago, there was a band called Sad and Done. We used to tour with them, and they played a Hell Nation style, but they split up. There was another band called Lebensreform. They played a little bit faster, but there's not much. It's ridiculous for a city like Hamburg. And we have a very
big city.
We have a big death metal scene.
Yeah.
And we have some friends in the death metal scene. For example, there's a band called Iron Architect. We will do a split album with them next.
Yeah.
And they're really cool people and great musicians. Iron Architect is the name.
How about this tour in nowadays? What do you think about this tour? What do you think about this gig in particular?
First, this gig I really enjoyed it because first it's our first appearance in Portugal, so it's something special. And I've never played in the washing center. And I always prefer small venues than big white stages.
Yeah.
Here, it's from face to face.
Yes.
There's no stage. It's more basic. And the people are really nice. And I don't care if it's 20 people or only two. I play for everybody, personally. We.
Yeah.
I have to say we. And, and I like it. It's interesting, the lineup. Because first played a kind of grind band, then we played, and then a singer, songwriter.
Yeah,
stuff like.
Strange stuff.
I prefer that more than happening with eight disbeat bands, and it's boring for me. I like interesting things.
So another strange question that I have to you. What about you? Do you do this for a life? Do you do other things? Do you the guys in your band do other things? Do you have jobs? Do you?
Yes, unfortunately we have to work.
Yeah.
We have to work.
20 years later, oh my.
Frank, our bass player, he's a car mechanic.
Car mechanic. That is very good on the tour,
yeah.
Very useful.
Yeah. And our drummer, he's he's self-employed. And so he doesn't work for a big company or something like only for himself. He's repairing computers, selling computers.
Yeah.
And I have two jobs. My main job is I'm a hairdresser.
You're a hairdresser?
Yeah, nobody believes that. Very funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a cool store. I work in a Turkish store, and it's not a typical German shop.
Yeah.
So I can do what I want, actually.
Yeah.
And it's not...
it's okay, man.
Yeah.
It's like somebody, you have to do something for a living. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a job.
But that's very good also, because you have the liberty to do everything you want with your band.
Yeah,
which is
good.
I can
take free when I want.
You know, me personally, I agree with that because I think sometimes it's better for you to have like some kind of job and then to do what the hell you want to your band, than to sell you out just to have the band like a job. You know, it's like fucking to me. That's very bad. You know,
the special point is that Turkish people are family people.
Yeah.
And they're absolutely different in their mentality to Germans. Germans are very narrow-minded, and the Turks are more, they're more not so complicated.
Yeah.
So they took it as a family, and if they say, yeah, okay, you need free time, just take it.
Yeah.
And
it's great. It's great for you also, for go on tour and everything.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the other job I do is in a social thing. I care about handicapped people, they're handicapped in their minds. I do that for 10 years.
Very interesting.
only 5-6 times in a month. It's a tight job, so it's like, but I like it.
Of course.
Sorry.
Very good. So something that I noticed in your gigs that you guys are very relaxed. How does anybody can be relaxed playing some stuff like you play? You know, it's for me it's like
relax.
Holy shit! I can't imagine something like this. You know, if I was playing, I was like totally, you know,
nervous,
stressed, and nervous. And you play like smoothly, you know, like playing completely destroying stuff, you know, completely destroying, you know, music. And you're like, like that's very good, you know. It's actually, you guys just surprised me with that, you know. The first time I saw you guys, and now today also. Mm-hmm. So how do you guys do that? You know,
I think it depends on our personal characters. I mean, Frank is a kind of silent person. Me too. Actually, Emu, he's a very hectic guy.
Yeah.
He makes all the stress. He's the secret boss in our band.
Yeah.
Come on, let's do this. Brother, come on. Hurry up.
He's a very good drummer, actually. Very good drummer.
For that time.
Actually, you guys are very good musicians. All
no,
of you.
No.
For me, you know.
Okay,
as somebody on the audience, to me, you guys are like 100%, you know. Couldn't be better.
But it's to the max what we can do. We can't play technical death grind, or we were not able to play that.
No, fuck that, you know. Like,
maybe we can, but we never wanted to.
Yes, that's it. The attitude is very, it's very good, you know.
It's funny because, especially our drummer, if Frank and me came along with a complicated riff, he said, no, no slow shit, please. I want to blast. I only want to blast. All the time, you say, come on, I want something fast. Don't come around with a slow
He's
riff.
He's a blast freak.
Yeah, but at
the
home, he's...
Obsessed by blast.
Yeah.
Okay.
He always is judging things by its fastness somehow. Yeah.
Okay.
Fast.
So, and other question that I have to ask you is that your new album is like some cover stuff, right?
Oh,
about
yes.
Covers. So... Talk to me about something about that. How did the idea came up, and how did the concept came up?
We like to listen to all different styles of punk rock. That means we like to listen to old Clash and Sex Pistols, Ramones, stuff like that. Stiff Little Fingers, and even we even listen to Straight Edge, Crustcore, Grindcore, and so on. All what is related to the punk universe, you know, and. So we even like bands, I can say that honestly, we even like pop punk bands like Weezer, Ash, The Wanna Dies, and things like that. And it was just a crazy idea. After we recorded our Slapham album, Einstweilige Vernichtung, we decided, let's do something different. Just for fun. It was just a fun project. So we recorded back in 2001 or 2002. Everybody of us was choosing three favorite songs of the pop punk genre.
Yeah.
And so it came around, we did two own songs, but the two own songs had gory lyrics. It was just a funny gory lyrics and poppy melodies. Yeah, we recorded it, that's all. And then it took several years until it came out.
Yeah, so, 7 years.
Yeah. It was just a fun project. We only played some of the songs live as in addition at a gig just for fun.
What about Tanz Grozny Tanz? Tell me about the reactions of the critics and the audiences and everybody who listened to the album. To me, it's like a fucking great album. But tell me something about that.
Most of the reviews I read were good. Some not really bad, but I think it's kind of boring after you listen to 10 songs. But most of... The reactions from Face to Face were brilliant. I can't say anything bad.
Okay, great.
And we are still satisfied because the guitar player of Irid Architect, I mentioned them before, he recorded the album for us. We did it with him.
Actually, the production is very good.
He did a very good job.
Good.
And the songs are...
songs are very good to me,
but
personally.
Today, I think a few less songs would be better. It's a very long time.
Well, you have to learn and try to mature some new ideas, right? For your new original album. When are you already, you know, like composing new stuff for a new album? When does a new album, original new album, will come out? Do you have any idea?
I think this year, because
this year?
Yeah, great. Because I think we will enter the studio in summer,
yeah.
Because. We finished our site for the split CD with Irid Architect. It will even come out as a 10-inch.
Yeah.
But I still have to write the lyrics. The songs are ready, but
you have to write the lyrics.
Yeah, I need very long time to think.
Yeah,
because they're okay. Very important for me, and so I need a lot of time for the lyrics.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I couldn't find, because I had so many things to do, answering interviews or doing other
stuff for
the band. Yeah,
of course.
And so I couldn't find the time. I need a kind of silence for that.
So some kind of, you know, last statement to all the listeners to Radio Holocaust. Do you have something to say to everybody? Something, you know, something simple or not simple, whatever you want.
Yeah, enjoy it. I don't know what to say, sorry.
Okay.
But I wish the best and grind on and go on, keep on.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the support. I really enjoyed it. It was funny.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.